100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Are you still writing 2016 on all of your podcasts? Well, you should stop with the writing of 2016. You still do podcasts, but, you know, like this one, the 100 Word Stories podcast, the weekly challenge, first of the year. The topic was key. We got a whole bunch of stories in. We got them from Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Lisa, Serendipity, Tom and Don and John and every one of those guys, Tura, Muncie, Lizzie, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. If you made a resolution to write and all that stuff, well, do it. Have fun with it. Be creative. Whether it's here or for another podcast or for a website or if you want to get published or you want to go to a coffee shop and stand up and read your stuff, be creative. Share. Let people know. Cry out into the darkness. It's actually kind of murky out right now. I don't think I'll be getting a cheeseburger. Well, anyway, let's get on with the stories.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 558 on the topic of key. A belated Merry Christmas to everyone. If you don't celebrate Christmas, a belated December 25th to everyone, because I'm pretty sure that that day has come and gone by the time you listen to this. Anyway, my story is called Brand New Key. Another Christmas has passed. We compare gifts. I get a brand new pair of roller skates, I tell you. You don't reply. I look over. You got a brand new key. You nod, but look a little sheepish about it. I start thinking, why would you have a brand new key? Or what's wrong with your old one? Did you change the locks and not tell me? Then it hit me. It was a brand new key, all right, but not to your apartment. You replicated Old Man Smithers' key when you helped him move his rare coin collection. One night you'll sneak in and steal the coins. Dumb roller skates, I mumble and turn away. And with apologies to Melanie, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard, and a happy new year to everyone. May it bring you many good things. Here's my story this week on the topic of key. It's called Any Key. Fatal error. Press any key to continue, said the message on my screen. So much for Windows 2017 being the most stable release ever. I punched the nearest key, to be rewarded by a soft chime and a further dialogue. I'm sorry. That was the wrong key. The screen started to flicker and blur at the edges. To my horror, the flat surface rippled and distorted, the vague forms of fingers, then hands, oozing outwards from the monitor. It was only as they closed around my throat I realized just how fatal an error I had made. That's all. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hi, it's Lisa. Happy New Year. Right, I've got 100 words for you called key. The radio beeped. She'd missed her train. She couldn't find it, but she always put it in the same place. She retraced her steps from last night, went through where she'd been, what she'd worn, tipped her bag out for a third time. It wasn't in the house. She'd used it last night, but where was it now? She gave up then, went to turn the radio off and stopped dead. A train derailment. More news as it happens. Her train. She left the house in a daze, and as she shut the door, saw it there, in the keyhole. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The law around here tends to be interpreted pretty literally. When the judge tells the criminal they're going to lock them up and throw away the key, that's exactly what they do. Unfortunately for the law, I'm the one who's supposed to throw them away. However, I sell them on to the crime syndicates at a profit. Of course, it means that our murderers, rapists, and career criminals are usually out and back on the streets in a matter of days. But what do I care? I've made a fast buck, and as long as I have the keys, I'm safe.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called, Do You Remember Zork? You are standing before a large iron door. Hanging on this door are 12 golden keys. Above the keys, in silver letters, are the words, Only three will unlock me. Your first thought is to make three groups of four and choose one from each. 3 75% opportunities to fail. On closer inspection, you note an engraved balancing scale on each key. The meaning of the silver inscription becomes clear. You must find a single key by weighing them against each other. Amongst the clutter of the room, you find a scale. You remove the keys and ponder the problem. So here's the riddle. 12 coins, of which one is lighter or heavier than the remaining 11. In only three weighings, you must locate the coin every time you attempt. And I offer a hint. You don't need a scale to find the coin. Are you game? Post your solution. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The Key by John DeCleese. I have watched you, Danielle, insinuate yourself in more than one family, devoted like Uriah Heep to its utter destruction. She smiled her confidence, showing no fear, there on the platform above the tank of piranhas. When the lock lets go, you will be plunged into the water and die a horrible death, as you deserve. You haven't got the guts, she said smugly. Freunde, schöne Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium, he began to sing. What's that you're singing? She asked, puzzled. The Ode to Joy, from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, he said, in D minor.
Greetings, everybody. Munzee here, welcoming you to 2017. We made it. 2016 is over and done, and wow, what a shitstorm it was. I'm glad it's finally finished. Hopefully, things will start looking up a little, though I suspect that they will not. And on that cheery note, let's do some fiction. The Keymaster by Christopher Monroe. I've never used the pickup line, I am the Keymaster. Mainly because I don't habitually use pickup lines. I'm not a big pick-somebody-up-at-a-bar person over here. I'm too old for it. I'm a serial monogamist by nature, and anyway, it would feel somehow tawdry. I'd rather get to know somebody before taking them home, ideally. However, were I to require a pickup line, I suspect I am the Keymaster would work, in a small but statistically significant number of cases. Anyone who responded, "I am the gatekeeper," I'd know right off the bat was a quality. Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee, and if you can find me in person, high fives for you. That's it for me, I suppose. Enjoy the first day of a brand new year.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The key to a delightfully horrid celebration is to get that special treat from the freezer and display it in the lounge at work. At some point, his colleagues asked why the room was so cold. All he did was point, and there it was. "Is that a real arm?" someone asked, disgusted. He nodded enthusiastically, adding that he had chopped it off himself. And how he managed to work that middle finger into a perfect position. But there was no time to brag. "Happy New Year and all that," he managed to yell as he escaped through the back door. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I wish you all the best for 2017. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, tea. 5 dirhams for this bowl? An insult, esteemed sir. Did you know its nature? The greatest alchemical secret is the Miftah al-Mutaha, the key to the labyrinth. I spent 100 years learning the secret, fragmented through the rarest volumes. The work itself took another 100 years. This is the key. One becomes God, the master of the labyrinth of this world. But how can God enter into his creation? So, sir, that is why you see a humble coppersmith. But my works are perfection. So how, esteemed sir, can I sell this bowl for less than 100 dirhams?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 558 with a prompt of key. Here's my story. It had taken weeks to find the ancient temple in the depths of the enchanted forest. The motley band paced along the one wall free from heavy foliage. Fenestration, the wizard, pronounced an arcane incantation, and the keystone appeared, glowing molten orange.
"That be the stone, but where be the key?" Carbuncle the dwarf asked.
"Only the hand of an innocent can press it without harm," Fenestration said.
All eyes fell on the boy, Thurbing. Suddenly panicked, Thurbing said,
"I'm not that innocent. I'm sure I lied about something sometime."
"Innocent enough, Beech Bark," the elf said. "Press the keystone, boy."
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that the key to a good relationship is honesty. So I tied my wife to a chair, injected her with truth serum, and asked her a list of questions. I got the answers I expected to get. When the truth serum wore off, I untied her from the chair. Then she tied me to the chair, injected me with the truth serum, and asked me a list of questions. I gave her the answers she expected me to give. After the serum wore off, she untied me from the chair, and we went out for ice cream.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of key. I hope you enjoyed them. I certainly did. And, well, you know, it's what, blah, 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 blah. I keep rambling and babbling. You want to go listen to another podcast? Okay, sure. Maybe you need time to write your story for the next weekly challenge. And the topic for that will be fun. This should be fun, right? You're having fun? I hope you are. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com is the website. 100 Word Stories is the Twitter account. And there's a Facebook and a this and a that, blah, 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 blah. You can go to the website, put in comments, put in notes. I hope you've enjoyed being a part of this podcast last year, and I hope you enjoy it even more this year. Share it with your friends if you want to, or not. Hey, I wrote a story up here. You should check it out. Hey, what's the worst that can happen? And if the worst happens, I hope you have insurance for it. Thank you very much for being a part of the podcast and all this stuff, and I really do enjoy this. I hope you do too. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.